Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, first, I'd like to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who truly is the head of my life. Giving honor to my wife, who's joining us today. I tell you, she overcame a lot of stuff to get here, but she's here. Amen. Also giving honor to Pastor Johnson for just giving me just a little moment to bring forth the Word of God. I do appreciate that. And I tell you, this message is so fitting when we're talking about Christmas. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. We're going to start with the book. We're going to read from the book of John, chapter 12, verse 20 to 27. So if you would, stand with me in honor of God's Word. All right, John chapter 12. I told Strickland I was coming from Luke. I done forgot where I was coming from. But John chapter 12, verse 20 to 27. Are you there? Amen. This is some good stuff. Woo. Here we go. Listen to this. It says, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida and of Galilee, and desired him, saying," listen to what he said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. Now here we go. "And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Somebody should have said amen right there. He said, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." I had to praise him by myself on that one. That's some good stuff. Don't miss that one. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," listen to this, "except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Good Lord Almighty. "He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me," oh wow, "let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." It says, "Now is my soul troubled." Wow, Jesus knew what was happening here. "And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." But listen to his response. "But for this cause came I unto this hour." Let's pray. Father God, we come once again just thanking you for your word. Oh, how powerful is your word. And Lord God, we just thank you today that we can look at your word and Lord God, see what you have for us today. And Lord God, we just ask that you bless the remaining of this service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. I don't know about you, but that was some good reading. I would like to title this sermon, and listen to the title because it'll help you here. On the mission of bringing forth fruit. You know, we often talk about Jesus being born a child in a manger. We often talk about that. But if you know that, does anybody know what a manger is? A manger is nothing more than a feeding trough. Look it up. It's nothing more than a feeding trough. So we always hear the babe in a manger. But think about this. Jesus is also known as what? The bread of life. And God placed him in the manger so that we can feed upon him. Good. Did you get that one? You know, we all thinking about Jesus, but in a manger, the bread of life, that we can partake of him. He said, "Whosoever will, let him come."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.